A growing career field is attracting many Texas Hispanics. The job of community health worker, known as promotoras in Spanish, is drawing some non-traditional students back to the classroom.
How do people get sick with Zika?
In a classroom on San Antonio's west side, women of all ages learn the latest on the Zika virus, an emerging public health concern.
And you have to be able to listen to the rumors or the fears and then answer them with facts and evidence. Okay.
That's Dr. Fernando Martinez, who trains community health workers for San Antonio's Northwest Vista College. More than 400 graduates of the program are already working for South Texas hospital systems, Planned Parenthood, the food bank, even insurance companies. Almost all of the promotoras return to their home neighborhoods to serve.
They go back into communities that they very much identify with, culturally, linguistically, and by life experience. Clinicians often don't have the time to really have an influence on the individual's behavior. The community health worker who does develop a relationship with those folks, they have the ability to influence their behavior in a more positive direction, which helps them manage the effects of the disease.
The Latina women in this class bring a cultural perspective.
And so many people, they don't know about the mosquito because they don't have the time. Sometimes they don't watch TV. They don't have any news, especially the Mexican. They don't care. I mean, they're machos. They're not going to get any sick.
While 90% of the promotoras the college graduates are women, Martinez would like to see more men get involved. And there will be more chances for employment in the field soon. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, this field will grow by double digits in South Texas, by 13% by the year 2024. The Department of Labor reports the starting salary for a certified community health worker is $33,000 a year, and it's higher for those with an associate's degree. Melanie Jauregui is a bilingual trainee from the south side of San Antonio who's making public health her career.
I know what my community needs. I feel like it's my opportunity to be a voice, be an advocate for their health.
Fellow promotora student Marisela Garcia has a bachelor's degree in biology. Family and friends welcome her health advice.
They don't want to go to the doctor and ask questions. My mom would always ask me questions, and I would try to help her as best as I could.
One graduate, former housekeeper Sulma Tovar, works for the UT Health Science Center at the Robert B. Greene Clinic downtown. 80% of the family medicine patients there live below the poverty line. Tovar is one of 9 promotoras who help very sick people manage the stress of their health issues. Being a promotora helped fulfill Sulma's personal desire to serve.
It's very rewarding. I was thinking like there had to be something that I wanted to do and help people.
Her supervisor, Dr. Carolina Gonzalez-Schlenker, says promotoras are effective in the Hispanic community where trusting relationships are valued.
They are considered trust builders. They work from the heart. If I was going to put it in one word, they bring the story of the human being behind the disease.
Maricela Lopez raised 5 kids before she went back to school, in part because she wanted to inspire her children to pursue higher education. And it worked.
Now my kids' mind frame has changed from not wanting to go to college into wanting to go to college.
Northwest Vista graduates about 40 promotoras a year. Online classes are attracting students from all over Texas. There are no prerequisites for the program, and scholarships are available. For Fronteras, I'm Wendy Rigby.